my frustration came out of the fact that we didn't have a proper discussion around not increasing the rates and the consequences of that on communities. And I think my biggest concern here is it appears that the first choice to cut money is into our communities and our community and voluntary sector. They do invaluable work. The value for money that we get from community groups is second to none. And if the local authority is going to have to pick up the cost of taking on those jobs, it's going to be multiples. And actually, what I think will happen is that the community groups won't have money, and their next port of call will be to the local business community. So the potential is that businesses are going to have to fork out one way or the other. And I think, you know, the rates may well have been, you know, okay, nobody wants to increase any bill. But in the scheme of this, 2% is marginal for an awful lot of them. You know, 70% or so of the businesses in the county would have been a small increase. And it would have been spread out into our community groups, who then don't have to go to the business community for support for their event or their project. And I think the other piece that's missing here is there's a cut to our discretionary funding, and that has leveraged multiples of what it is. I've provided funding to community groups who have leveraged, you know, a 5,000 contribution has leveraged 50,000 for the community. If I'm not in a position to do that, that 50,000 is going to be lost to that community, and I think that that is the real tragedy in this. And look, this was never an easy decision, but my own view, I think our communities, community and voluntary sector, and those people who work so hard in our communities to keep them going, were the losers here, and I think that's inappropriate.
Do you think so that this was an optics decision, that given the backlash that was seen last year when the rates were increased by 3.8%, do you think that's what fueled this, and now you have community groups being thrown under the bus?
That would be my view. I think it's unfortunate that our budget decision had to come at the same time as the revaluation came from national government. So, you know, there's huge discussion around the numbers that were involved in that, and the misunderstandings about how they were arrived at. So, you know, that certainly was front and centre to a lot of the decision making. I think that our communities are being thrown under the bus here, and I absolutely think that's inappropriate.
Can I just clarify, Killian, how much of a cut are we talking about in terms of the GMA and to the community and rural funding as well?
So I think it's approximately 260,000 and 230 or 40. So we're looking at a bones of a half a million euros that is not going to be available to our community groups. It's effectively a 20% cut from our community sports scheme and a 20% cut from our discretionary fund. And I mean, that's the point, is that if for every 1,000 euros that I was able to give to a community group last year, I'm only going to be able to give them 800 this year. And they're going to have to pick up that shortfall somewhere. And where's the first port of call? Straight to the business community, saying we're short 200 euros for this project. Where can we get it? I don't think it will be long before the businesses see the cost will be far outweigh the 2% that they would have paid extra rates.